which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts. 31 podcasts. It's helpful, so I'm
Pontoine. Welcome. October 4th. It's a Wednesday. I don't know why that's significant, but there you go. It's fucking Wednesday. Fuck off. Today, we have something very special. I got to wondering, okay, it's 2017. If I were to acquire a haunted doll, where would I most likely acquire this haunted doll? And then I thought, duh, eBay. So I typed into eBay haunted doll and got a bunch of results that we're going to look at today. So let's just dive right in. First, we've got the Spirit of Dahlia Haunted Porcelain Doll, very active. Now, this is a term that comes up a lot, I guess, when you're searching haunted dolls is active. That's how they kind of say it's active. They're asking $55 for this. Currently, there are no bids. Now, here's the description. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. I am required as per eBay's policy on the paranormal to indicate that eBay forbids the sale of intangible items, and this listing is for only a tangible doll with no promise of spirit attached. eBay requires me to say that this is all for entertainment purposes only. So I like how eBay is like, all right, we're going to check the box here. You have to say this. Now, obviously, I looked for haunted doll, and this person is saying, eBay requires me to say that this doll's not haunted. Now, let me tell you about how haunted this is. Dahlia was and still is a witch of white magic. Now, you know this is serious because it's spelled M-A-G-I-C-K. She was excited to become a mother. Tragically, she passed away during childbirth. Via EVP, Dahlia has communicated, "my sacrifice." That's in quotes. I can only assume then that refers to the Creed song. My sacrifice. Giving birth to her daughter took her physical life away, but to Dahlia it was worth it to bring her into the world. Okay, so Dahlia died, but the daughter lived. Dahlia's strong spirit remained earthbound, forever attached to her stunning porcelain doll vessel. Creepy as fuck, but fine. Please know that Dahlia will never cause any harm. She's overflowing with pure white light energy, and her magic is only that of purest white. This is getting to sound a little racist. There's no darkness in her. She absolutely radiates positivity and brings balance and harmony into the home. Dahlia considers herself a guardian and watches over her keepers, being a protector. She will keep dark entities at bay for you, and if you wish, draw in ones of white light, such as herself. Dahlia's blah, blah, blah. This is about her vessel. I don't care about that. Dahlia communicates via spirit board, pendulum, ghost box, dream walking, and direct thought communication. Well, that's easy. She smells of cinnamon. I suddenly smell it often. Dahlia also shows her presence in the form of a beautiful lilac orb. It glistens and moves about her vessel, sometimes straying from it to travel about the house. Now, see, sometimes when people write these eBay listings, I'm like, well, listen, sometimes you smell cinnamon, big fucking deal. Glowing orb that moves about the house. Well, now I'm interested. Maybe you should lead with the glowing purple orb. Some more examples of EVP from Dahlia, horizon from above, doorways, and when I ask her age, forever. She always gives me that word when I ask of her age, be it via spirit board or hearing her EVP. Dahlia considers herself ageless. Dahlia loves moving her vessel. She adores plants. My animals are drawn to them and enjoy her company. My husband and I hear Dahlia chanting, always right before we go to bed at night. That sounds pretty nice. And she whispers among other spirits in the home. She loves being held and carried around, tapping on walls and windows, turning the bathroom faucet on and off, interfering with the television and cell phone, mostly interfering with the volume, flickering lights, and her facial expression frequently appears to change. I'm only parting with Dahlia because she wishes to finally part ways after 5 years. Dahlia has explained that someone else needs her now. If you are feeling drawn to Dahlia, she is reaching out to you. She wants to share her magic with you. I like that this is, if you choose to adopt Dahlia into your life, please understand something of great importance. Spirits like her do not always reveal themselves immediately. You need to give her time and space. Sometimes it happens right away, but it's quite rare. More often than not, a spirit needs months to feel comfortable enough to begin showing activity. It also depends on your own experience with the paranormal. I've had clients that have experienced it right away, yes, but usually I'll hear from them a month or even 6 months later that things are happening finally. So if you see the two negative feedbacks I just got from the same person, please keep in mind that woman seriously had her first spirited doll for 3 days. The second one, she waited only 5 before giving me a second negative. She was upset even the very first day, messaging me that it was not doing anything yet and sent me a barrage of strange messages. I can't imagine someone buying a haunted doll would do that. I like, too, that it's like, this is sort of like when someone's rehoming a pet and they have to, you know, explain to you why. Because you're like, why are you, you're telling me, it's sort of like the dog is interviewing for a job and I'm like, well, this is the best dog ever. I would never want to see this dog leave and da-da-da-da. And it's sort of like, well, why aren't you keeping them then? And they're like, well, they just chose. Also, it's like adopting a dog from Craigslist or whatever, because someone will be like, well, I'm moving. I can't keep my dog, but also I'm going to need $150. Which is like, fuck off. If you're seriously like you're moving and you're not going to bring your dog with you, you expect me to pay for like the pet carrier and stuff? No thanks. I mean, come on. Haunted paranormal plush doll vintage rare children cute. Now this looks like a sort of weird Winnie the Pooh, and then like a bird that looks pretty modern. From my personal collection, Spirited Henrietta and Georgina. These two are not related, but have become close friends while being in my home, so they would like to be adopted together. Henrietta is 8 years old. She tells me she had 4 other siblings. One day they were playing in their family's barn when Henrietta fell against a wall of heavy tools, causing them to come crashing down on her. So Henrietta was a 3 stooge. Her vessel is a 6-inch rust tubby thumb ducking bear. Vintage. No rips and I haven't spotted any stains. She does smell a little dusty, but boy, is she adorable. Georgina, or Georgie, is 5-year-old. She tells me her death was also an accident. She choked on a piece of hard candy and passed in the early 1990s, probably a ring pop. She loves birds. Her vessel is a small Webkinz bird. So it's like a brand new, that's a new thing, like a Webkin, right? It just seems wrong somehow that a stuffed animal manufactured in the 2000s would be like that. Let's see. All right, haunted young girl porcelain doll child needs love. This one's $60. Now, supposedly 3 people are watching. I wish I could see who, because they're weird. Meet Angela, age 3. Angela was born to a young mother who is addicted to drugs and alcohol. Her mother would often beat her and would let random men do horrible things to her in exchange for drugs. She eventually passed from abuse and neglect. Angela is a sweet young soul, very playful and kind. Her vessel is a 16-inch porcelain and cloth. She has beautiful brown curls. I have to tell you, this is for entertainment purposes, blah, blah, blah. So that's pretty short and sweet, I guess, if you want to call it. I mean, that's fucked up, right? Why, if you're going to make up, let's just pretend I'm not buying into this whole doll thing. That's the story you're going to make up. All right, this one is super long. But let's just try and get through it. Haunted Ouija doll, $80. 4 people watching this one. For over 20 years, I've been collecting paranormal and haunted goods. Now, this is like a Alice in Wonderland type looking doll, I would say. I'm selling this antique doll. The doll came into my possession not long ago, just over a year. Client came to me asking for me to research his doll and let him know whether or not the spirit was within the doll was evil. I took the case, did my studies, and when I went to contact him about what I found, he had completely disappeared on me. He wouldn't answer my calls or emails, and it took several weeks of attempted contact before he finally messaged me back, telling me to keep the doll and he didn't want it back. That's like a real, you know, and kind of took a good ending and made it shitty. I mean, you could have just said, and then he vanished. Not, he vanished for like 4 days, finally got in touch with him, and he's like, yeah, fuck it, keep it. I've kept locked away in a blessed case, and I no longer wish, or a blessed case, I guess, and I no longer wish to have her in my home, as I feel she conflicts with some of the other dolls in my collection. I feel as though whatever is resting within this doll is something very dark, so I'd much rather send her to someone who's prepared to handle her properly. I have had the most success with this doll when communicating via a Ouija board. The first time I tried to make contact through the board, I could feel a strange vibration in the planchette. When I began to ask questions, it kept spelling Mama. At first, I thought that perhaps it was the spirit of a young girl who was looking for her mother. When I tried more questions, the board spelled Amam, and then began to quickly count down and go over the alphabet in reverse. I knew this wasn't a good sign, so I quickly closed the board and made a fast attempt to try and put a blessing on the doll to keep anything bad from escaping. Since then, I have conducted other tests and always seem to get some kind of negative result. I always try and take several photos of my haunted items, and I am sometimes lucky enough to capture some kind of strange or compelling evidence on camera. While taking photos for this listing, I took out the spirit board that I used to make last contact and seemed to have pictured some kind of unknown presence. I tried to replicate whatever might have caused this and was not able to do so. I've circled the photo where something doesn't look right. Let's see if we can figure this out. There's like a white line. There's like some blurry. I mean, this looks like some shit was on the camera. The doll itself is in fine condition, blah, blah, blah. Her hair is thin, so keep that in mind before brushing her hair. Also, oh God. Please keep in mind that her blinks are very loud, and if and when she begins to blink on her own, that might get a bit noisy. Jesus Christ. This is another one that says, you know, hey, it can take a really long time, and also eBay's policy. That's a fucked up, you know, pretty good one. It's like haunted doll, and hey, the blinks can get pretty loud. All right, now we've got an antique, vintage, gypsy, old wise witch, powerful, magical, crone, haunted doll. Now, this is a horrible-looking doll. Looks very terrifying. It's in kind of a poncho. You can see her hands and then her face. Maybe it's because I'm reading about it being an old gypsy, or maybe it's because it's $135. We received this item. This doll vessel has an attached gypsy witch crone spirit who loves assisting her keeper with all things magical and old world witchcraft related from... This is oddly capitalized, so I'm having a hard time. Just looking at Magda or catching a glimpse, you can see her knowing, her wisdom, her reading your soul, and her thoughts. Her vessel is hard clay. Well, there you go. Sea picks for energy and connection. So I guess you'd have to look at this one. This one just has a lot of warnings, but it's not. Nothing cool. I'm looking for more. Haunted Estate, two rare vintage dolls in a hat box, one spirit paranormal. $100. I have to just sort of jump in with this listing. Generally speaking, I'm a little intimidated by haunted dolls. No shit. Even when I really like the doll and or the spirit. However, I have been in love with the Betsy McCall doll in the set from the moment I saw her at Maggie's house so many years ago. This is in, by the way, like a bold Comic Sans font, which I don't know why eBay allows this. My initial attraction was to the doll, but over time and after hearing about this spirit, Ellie, I grew very fond of this ghost too, even though this is like very rambly. To be clear, there is one spirit here and she is attached to the Betsy McCall doll. The Cinderella doll belongs to her, and she wanted it, and Maggie gave it to her. But the Cinderella doll is not a vessel or an anchor to this spirit. So the doll has a doll. I think that's what is correct. This is a spirit that needs to be cared for, but she will reward that care, kindness, love, and respect in a multitude of ways and gifts. Maggie brought this spirit and both dolls in 1981 from an estate sale in a home that is actually only a few blocks from where I live right now. It is an odd house for my neighborhood, one of the few more isolated and larger properties in an otherwise area where there are sidewalks and the homes are fairly close together. This home is also close to a really old cemetery. the Pioneer Cemetery in Rockford, Michigan. I drive by it every day. You can find photos online of this unique old graveyard. I mention this because Maggie feels the spirit, Ellie, is buried there and may have been invited to this home at some point by someone. Maybe it's not such a great idea to just move the spirit, right? That doesn't seem like a great plan. There are by far more haunted sculpture and statue objects in her collection than there are dolls. But her calling to house spirits led her to the... I don't know who Maggie is. This is just crazy. This is way too long. Oh, here's Ellie's story. She died in the late 1860s at age 13. I liked that the one we could go back to died in 1990. That's got to be the most current doll death that I've ever heard. The most, you know, like haunted, like turned into a ghost. You never see a guy like in JNCOs and he's a ghost. Before that, she died many times at age 13 and always came back to the same family. What? Ellie's fear is that if she is sent over, she will repeat the same fate over and over. For many years, she clung to the area of her grave. We think Ellie was invited home with a girl, whoever the doll belonged to. She ended up in the attic. I don't get it. She may be more capable of doing something bad if she's threatened. She generates a white spirit orb. Okay. Well, there you go. Now, this was one that came up a while ago when I was looking, and it's only got one day and 19 hours left. So by the time you hear this, you may only have a day left to bid up to $50 for Haunted Paranormal Holocaust Concentration Camp Teen Lena Spirit Doll Active. This is a fairly, you know, normal-looking doll. I mean, her dress is pretty elaborate, but other than that, like, she's not particularly creepy-looking. The pretty doll in the picture is inhabited by the spirit of Lena. Lena was a Jewish girl of 15 in Europe during World War II. Lena and her family were not safe during this time in history. Jews were being taken to ghettos and concentration camps. Thanks for the little history lesson. Like, as if, who is discovering for the first time, they're like, haunted paranormal concentration camp Holocaust, and they're like, what? And then reading about this and saying, Jews were taken to concentration, what is a concentration camp? Lena's family decided to go into hiding. There was a family that was willing to take them in. The family was doing well and was in hiding for about a year or so when someone leaked that there was a Jewish family in hiding and the family was arrested and taken to a camp. The men were murdered in the gas chambers, and there was only Lena and her mother left. They held on as long as they could. They endured more selections, more hard labor, more diseases and hardships. The day came when the camp was finally liberated. What? After Lena and her mother finally left the camp, the mother thought she could just go back to their old home. Many were taken over by people, and the Jewish owners were taken away. When Lena and her mother arrived at their home, Lena was the first to knock on the door. The mother was standing a few feet behind because she was very weak and was still battling pneumonia from the camp. When the belligerent new owner of the house opened the door, Lena explained that this was their rightful home. This man has heard about how some surviving Jews were trying to take back their former homes, and he was ready. The man shot Lena point blank for daring to come to the home that was rightfully hers and ask for it back. Lena was killed instantly. Lena's a very bright and intelligent spirit, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's quite the tale. I'm going to give you that. Like, these folks who did this one, pretty good. Pretty good little story. You know, when I saw Holocaust concentration camp, I was like, okay, well, so this girl died in a concentration camp, right? Come on. But now I'm just like, oh, okay. Okay, so she didn't die in the concentration camp. She died when a guy shot her in the face because she went back to her house. Seems crazy. I haven't fact-checked this, whether or not anyone has died this way, but that would be an easy thing to check, I guess. But I just thought, you know, that's a pretty fucked up sales pitch. Like, how am I going to sell this doll? I know. Holocaust. Let's see, I have a Flapper Girl doll. This is a haunted doll, Charlie, that is an odd-looking bear. I've been a paranormal investigator for 15 years and have acquired quite a few items, some active, some not. Charlie's a 5-year-old playful spirit attached to this bear. Charlie attracts other children, spirits to the home. He fills the home with a very strong and pure loving spiritual energy. Charlie responds well to positive interactions. He enjoys being spoken to out loud or answering questions using a pendulum. He loves homes with other children's spirits. The lovely scent of vanilla has been noticed. I often ask Charlie to help me find things, and Charlie has appeared to me standing in the hallway. Ugh. He closed a window. He had died suddenly from a problem with his heart. He's adorable. Okay. Oh, God. When I hold Charlie's vessel, he gives me a lovely warm feeling as if he is giving me a hug back. I mean, this is like, if you were going to write a horror novel about a haunted doll, there's like details in here that I just blow my fucking mind. Psychic Magical Zeezer. Oh, they have multiple dolls. See, I don't trust that when they're like, we have 5 dolls. Haunted Amish dolls, spirits, boy and girl couple, no faces, weird energy. Yeah, I mean, they have no faces. They're fucking weird looking. They give off and radiate weird vibrations. They block a lot and won't let me see everything. The husband-wife energy is very strong with these dolls. They're looking for their kids. Jump, 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 jump. Little doll Edward, possessed. They named him when they bought him from an antique store. A husband and wife saw a beloved aunt walking through the dining room, and then they got fucking rid of it. They disappear. They show up. As with most paranormal objects, he tends to disappear. Well, that's not weird at all. Oh, God. This is a really ugly looking doll. Haunted spirit doll named Rose Annette. She has a rather sad history. She died in 2007. Look at that. She was 91. She had 3 sons. One died in his 20s. One did not marry, and the other married twice, having 3 children by his first marriage. This might be too much backstory. Rose's husband died in 1994. 2001, Rose started displaying signs of dementia. Blah, blah, blah. Rose went on a walkabout, I guess. A demented walkabout. Bonded with her caregivers. They found a cheap nursing home to put her in. Private nurses notified the family. They felt this wouldn't be a good match, but the family was like, fuck you. Rose began to decline rapidly in January 2007. She fell alone in her room and broke her hip, also busting her head open. She never recovered, and she died shortly thereafter. The main caregiver came to collect her items, including this small doll. Rita took the doll home and realized almost immediately that Rose had, in fact, possessed the doll. She first recalled she heard someone walking in her hallway late one night. She heard a distinctive voice calling her name. She's only frightened once, but got accustomed to it. Now, okay, I don't buy this when everyone's like, I don't know, you get used to a fucking bear closing the window, and it's like, no. Nope, nope, nope. Here's a good one. Haunted sexy spirit statue. They are hot and ready. So it's like a naked lady statue. Each statue has a sexy spirit attached, a spirit that is looking for love. These spirits are very intimate and compassionate. These spirits are looking for a soulmate, someone who they can bond with on an intimate and emotional level. They have no sexual preference and will connect with either male or female because the soul is beyond sexual preference. Good point. They are a forever companion to those who are lonely and need someone to be by their side. With these spirits, you will never be lonely again. They will bring you and your spouse closer. They will enhance your sex drive and overall sexual experience. Trust me. So there you go. These are an excellent addition to any haunted doll collection. Good God. Great. any haunted doll collection, this would make a great addition. You know, your typical haunted dolls. Here's an Appalachian found in the walls of an abandoned cabin of Appalachian Mountains. Cemetery walking distance from cabin. Rosary around waist is missing cross. Found doll peeking at us from behind, peeling wood. Husband wakes up with scratches on hands and feet. Doll sleeps with eyes closed during day, opens eyes beginning in evening, and keeps them open all night. Again, at first I was terrified of her, but like I said, there's a certain warmth to her. I mean, what the fuck? Could the rage be from the missing cross? Found her in near mint condition. Please, you know, message me. Message me and buy this. It's a price drop to $100 for this one. After October, price will increase back to starting at $399 if not sold. I mean, can you imagine having a fucking doll in your house where it's like, well, every night she opens her eyes, and then her eyes remain open for the rest of the night? That seems real fucked up, right? Like, that seems like a real messed up, I don't know. And she's like, it's fine. It's cool. We have these dolls. You know what? It's like having a kid. You just get, you might think it's a weird, freaky thing. You get used to it. It's just life. It's just living life. So there you go. That is our haunted doll-a-ween. So I guess you could get online and purchase a fucking haunted doll if you wanted to. I feel like I would want to, except then I'm like, but then when I got an actual haunted doll, I'd be like, see what you did? Are you happy now that you did that? Was that a good decision? All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thursday the 5th.